J.C. Corcoran Podcast.
You'd send in a card or something like that, and then they would pull your card, call you, and then say, how much in the cash call? And you would have to guess, too, you know, high, low. We should do that. We should bring back the cash call. It's actually sort of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you'd say, like, you'd say if there was $312 in the cash call and somebody called in and said, I'm going to guess $370. You'd say, I'm sorry, that's too high. And then the next guy would call the next guy and say, I'm going to $260.14. Mm-hmm. And they would really screw it up by putting cents in there, too, which would
make it almost impossible.
Mm-hmm. Almost impossible, because now when you put the cents in there too, now the number of possibilities grows exponentially. Just ask if we got a couple of $100 so we can play cash.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That'll happen.
Well, no, a couple of $100. Something at least like $350 or something like. Well, I can't really say that because
now they know it's $350.
I'm gonna guess $350. Congratulations. First call,
you
we have a
did
winner.
It. Game over.
K hits high.
Yeah, $350.
You win. All right, forget it. We don't need the money after all. I just want to see, just for fun, let's do cash call.
But we can do it. We just won't have the cash.
How much money in the cash call?
Number call.
We never really said
we
that.
We call IOU call.
We never really said that you were going to win the cash.
Right.
We just figured.
Just guess a number, and
just
when
pick
you
a
win,
number and yay,
congratulations.
You're really cool.
Okay, hits. Hi.
How you doing?
Hi. How much in the cash call? What's your guess?
Oh, I was calling for something else. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Would you like to take a guess?
What was the question?
How much money in the cash call?
$250.
Good
I'm guess.
So sorry, but thank low. You. That's too low. Okay,
it's
high.
Wants a space suit.
Yeah, I'll take a stab at the cash call.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Let's go with 3.25.
3.25. Sorry, that's too low. Okay, it's high. Hello.
Hello.
Right, yes, go right ahead.
I was calling on that cash call.
Yes, how much in the cash call?
I'd say... 530.
I'm sorry.
Actually, it's 628.
K hits high. You're on the air.
I'm going to guess 496.3.
I'm sorry. That's too high.
Too
K
high,
hits high.
Too high.
Yes, go right ahead.
301.
I'm sorry. That's too low.
You don't that's actually know what the number right.
what the number
you?
Is.
No,
it's
you
in
have,
your head.
You have to do that, too, because you have to go too low. That's part of the whole thing.
Now do too high.
I'll let you guys do that.
Too high.
Yes, you both are.
Oh, isn't that cute?
You have to do that. That's part of it. Because sometimes it's the high-low game or it's the cash call. It's the same game.
Yeah.
They just, because so, you know, like Channel 5 would do the cash call and then Channel 4 would come on and say, well, we got to do something too. We're going to call ours the high-low. It's the same damn thing.
Hello. 75 cents.
75. I'm sorry. That's too low. Okay, it's
that's high. An insult, sir.
Hello.
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
420.
I'm sorry, it's too high. Didn't we already give him the number like a little while ago? Okay, it's high.
Yeah, with 360.
360, I'm sorry. That's too high. K hits high.
482.
I'm sorry. It's
360
high.
Was just too high.
K hits high. K hits high.
Yes, I just like to match whatever you man puts into this pot.
Not a telephone, sir.
And over a dollar.
Okay, it's high. Yes, yeah. Right there. Yes. Yes.
I was going to call on cash call.
Yes, go right ahead.
358.
Too high. Okay, hits high.
Yes, I was calling for the cash.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yep.
370.
I'm sorry. We already told you 355 is too high. Pay attention! Okay, it's high.
Hi.
See, that's the thing about the cash call. You only get to play it once a day.
Yeah.
Thank
this
God.
This can go on for years.
Okay, it's high.
I'm sorry, the show's not on the air anymore, but I want to guess the cash call.
Merv Griffin is on. I'm sorry, we can't put him on. Nobody's won the damn cash call.
But we should do it just to ruin it for the people who follow us someday.
Go right ahead.
351.
Too high. K hits high.
Hi. Well, a while back you said 350 was too high. And you said 349 was...
K hits high.
Yeah, cash call?
Yes.
349.
I'm sorry. Oh, it's too low.
318.
I already told you. K hits high.
Yeah, two from the top, 350.
K hits high. He was he. I have to take his first answer.
Oh, what do you say?
K hits high.
From the top. From the top.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
$350.
$350. Lord Mack, tell him what he's won.
Absolutely nothing.
Because we don't have any money to play Cash Call. But someday we might.
Yeah, and that was practice. So.
That was fun.
Hey, wait a minute. Also, I'm playing this one. I don't know where my controls are anymore. Everything's
I'll take running. 35 cents.
You take 35. That's about what we're going to get you. Congratulations, sir. What's your name? Yeah.
Smarter than that.
I don't want the IRS after me. I got $350. I'm not going to report here. And that's how you play Cash Call.
Now, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest as jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
June 9th, 2021. Welcome to the J.C. Corcoran Podcast here at jcontheline.com. I'm playing hurt here today. My allergies are acting up like crazy. I got a bad hip. I got to go in for one of those spinal injections tomorrow where they lay you flat on your face. And then they I don't know how they do this, but they get, you know, an X-ray is a still photograph, basically. Well, what these guys do is they're able to put up an X-ray, a live video X-ray of, in this case, my lower back. And then they go in with a needle and they shoot cortisone in there. And by the next day, you should be feeling some relief. The process couldn't be more medieval, but I've had a couple of these in the past and they do work. You can only get three. You get three over the course of, like, I don't know, 6 weeks or something. You can't get more than three because otherwise the cortisone starts breaking down the actual tissue, and you can't have that. And on top of all of that, I was out late last night seeing Frank Caliendo, our old buddy. And you're going to hear some of Frank coming up a little bit later on in today's podcast. I don't know how this thing is going to play out with Aaron Rodgers up in Green Bay. He didn't show up for the Packers minicamp yesterday. They can fine him $93,000 for missing it. He also gave up a $500,000 bonus by not showing up for mandatory workouts. This is the first time in his 16-year career that he's been a holdout. What else we got here today? Mike Myers. Mike Myers lost his mojo somewhere along the line, you know, after the Saturday Night Live stuff and then the two Wayne's World movies. Then the Austin Powers stuff did really, really well. And after that, he laid some eggs. So I don't exactly know what's going on with Mike Myers, you know, because he was married to this woman named Robin, and he was so crazy ass in love with her. And when they announced that they were breaking up, I was like, well, let me just tell you, this is the beginning of the end then for all of us, because he adored her. And I don't know what happened, but they ended up splitting up. And right about that time is when it seemed that Mike Myers stopped being funny. He had a much publicized falling out with his buddy Dana Carvey over the origins of the Lorne Michaels caricature that both of them do. And I guess they get along now, but it's on a very sort of a strained level. Anyhow, Mike Myers is going to have a new Netflix comedy series he created called the, I don't know how to pronounce this word, PENTAVERATE. I've never seen that word before. Anyhow, he's going to be playing seven roles, and it'll include Ken Jeong, Keegan-Michael Key, Debbie Mazur, and more. It's about a secret society of five men who have been working to influence world events for the greater good since the Black Plague of 1347. Okay. Why not? I love these women who pose nude, and we've all seen them completely stark naked, and then they put up on the internet or someplace in a magazine or something like a swimsuit shot, and they're trying to be real sexy. And it's like, I've already seen you naked. You're not going to look any better to me in a swimsuit. Teyana Taylor, first black woman to top Maxim magazine's Hot 100. Here's her quote. I've followed Maxim for a long time, and I've always felt like I should be on the cover. End quote. I guess if we wait long enough, everybody on Earth
is going to be canceled because at some point in their lives or in their career, they did something they shouldn't have done, you know, with regard to grabbing some chick's ass or making inappropriate comments or, well, generally everything that men love to do, hit on women. Chris Harrison announced on Instagram he's exiting the Bachelor franchise following a racism controversy from earlier this year. He reportedly reached a settlement and a big payday after being part of the franchise since 2002. Another guy who's had all sorts of problems, you know, Armie Hammer. You know, you see this guy and it's like, pretty darn good actor. And apparently he's got the darkest dark side not darker than Marilyn Manson or Bill Cosby, but like close to that. Anyhow, he checked himself into rehab for drug, alcohol, and sex addiction as he tries to make his comeback. Speaking of Cosby, they turned down a parole request last week, so he'll spend another summer in jail. Louis C.K. has started doing comedy club appearances again. And in the meantime, people are eating cicadas. The cicada thing is almost over. I think they said a couple of more days, and they die off again for another 17 years. You almost have to blame the driver in this story. Can't just drive around with your windows down when you're in cicada country. Somebody was driving in Cincinnati on Monday when a single, just one cicada flew in through the window and hit him in the face. And he crashed his car. He slammed into a telephone pole. Car was totaled. He wasn't hurt. The car looks like it was dropped from outer space. All this because of a cicada. And what can I say? When you have the urge, you have the urge. I used to date somebody a long time ago. It was actually my first girlfriend in St. Louis back when I got here in 1984, who always said, there's always a place. I was like, I think I'm going to like you. A couple was arrested at a playground in Vero Beach, Florida last Friday after they were caught having some adult fun in a children's crawling tunnel. That's sort of sacrilegious. They were also drinking vodka, and the woman told the police when they got there, you only live once. Two sisters weren't happy with the price of a manicure pedicure they got at a nail salon in Houston recently. So they did the only reasonable thing you can do in a situation like that. They shot the owner. He's in critical but stable condition. The sisters, what? Have been arrested for what? In Washington State, giving away free pot to encourage residents to get vaccinated. The promotion is called Joints for Jabs. You think I'm making that up? I'm not. A mother in South Africa claims she has given birth to 10 babies, 7 boys and 3 girls, from a single natural pregnancy. If that's true, it's a new world record. Like Sleeve of Wizard. And the New York Times briefly published an article yesterday about watermelons being discovered on Mars. This is in the New York Times. The author was Joe Schmo. Well, the New York Times took it down. They said it was a mock article that somehow was accidentally published. We're only about a week away from the official start of summer on June 20th, but you know, it's around the corner when you start seeing stories like this. A college student from Ohio is blowing up on TikTok after she checked a single pool noodle as baggage on a recent Southwest flight to Florida. Her cousins dared her to do it for $20, and there's a shot of two baggage handlers cracking up as they load it onto the plane. And in other summer-related news, we've got our first poop in the pool story of the year. A public pool in Wausau, Wisconsin had to shut down for the day after someone broke in yesterday morning and spread fecal matter all over the place. One report described it as an intentional fecal incident. Vic! An intentional fecal incident. I mentioned earlier that my allergies are just going nuts here. An annual report called the Over-the-Counter Guide lists the top products pharmacists recommend. And here are this year's top picks for 10 different ailments or other things that you might encounter. If you got a headache, take Tylenol. They recommend it over Advil. For allergies, Claritin. And for kids, children's Claritin. The best sunscreen, Neutrogena. The best thing for bug bites or bee stings, a product called Afterbite. For coughs, a cough suppressant called Delsym, D-E-L-S-Y-M, that comes in an orange box. And number one for kids is Dimetapp. If you get the flu, get some Theraflu. The best multivitamins are Centrum, the best pregnancy response test, First Response, the best over-the-counter option for acne, Differin Gel, the best hand sanitizer, Purell, and now this.
Anthony Scaramucci went off
in a profanity-filled, expletive-laden interview.
We're talking about F-bombs.
I can't read all the words.
We can at least give you an idea.
Scaramucci said he wanted
to expletive.
Deleted.
Effing kill all the leakers.
Scaramucci referred to Priebus as a quote.
Again, expletive.
Expletive.
Blank.
Blanking.
Blanking.
Bleeping.
Bleeping.
Effing.
Effing. Paranoid. Schizophrenic. A paranoiac.
And referred to himself as the mooch.
That was the least foul and offensive thing that Scaramucci said.
Scaramucci also using coarse language to describe senior White House advisor Steve Bannon.
Using an extremely foul term.
With language more fit for the outhouse than the White House.
So sexually explicit.
Such vulgar terms, they cannot be repeated on television.
We'd have to delete so many expletives, you would not understand what the quote meant.
Let me leak the blanking thing and see if I can blank block.
Blank block.
Bleep block these people the way I bleep blocked Scaramucci.
I'm not Steve Bannon. I'm not trying to suck my own expletive.
I'm not trying to suck my own expletive.
I'm not trying to suck my own bleep.
And I'm not going to blank my own blank. I'm not going to keep just saying blanking, blanking.
And baby, talk to me.
The president's chief strategist talking about self-fellatio.
How is that even physically possible, number one?
Going to be back in St. Louis in a couple of weeks, still down in Florida. And last night, our old buddy Frank Caliendo was performing at a comedy club down here. And after the show, we took some pictures. You can look at them on my Facebook page, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. Frank is a wonderful guy. And we're going back to 2007 right now. He was still relatively new in the business, although he had done a lot of stuff on television with Mad TV and the Fox NFL pregame show, but a lot of people still didn't know him. Well, we have guests cancel all the time, even if it's a phone call. You know, people have to cancel. Now, sometimes the cancellation actually works out even better. Years ago, Yoko Ono was supposed to do an interview with me, and she had to cancel at the last minute, and I was upset. And about a week later, a box shows up at the radio station. I open it up, and it's a John Lennon Imagine ring, a really nice one, and then one of these pewter John Lennon figurines. The thing must weigh about 6 pounds. And a little note that said Yoko was upset that she had to cancel. We will reschedule. Please accept this gift. And I have that sitting on my shelf right behind me right now. I remember Jeff Foxworthy had to cancel an interview one time. His flight was delayed. He was supposed to be on with us in the morning. The flight got delayed. So he's sitting on an airplane. Nothing he can do. Well, the guy gets off the plane, gets a cell signal, and immediately calls us. All apologetic. Every once in a while you get somebody really, really nice. And those are two people who would be an example, Yoko and also Jeff Foxworthy. Back in 2007, Frank Caliendo was sick as a dog. And I mean, he walked into the radio station looking like death warmed over with his eyes all red and puffy. I think he had the flu, if I'm not mistaken. And the son of a gun showed up anyhow. Now, just think about that for a minute. Sometimes when you're sick, it just hurts to even talk. He's got to go up there on stage and perform voices where the vocal quality and being able to breathe through your nose and things like that come into play big time. But that's the kind of guy Frank Caliendo is. Last night, by the way, was his first time on stage in a year and a half. And I think he was a little disappointed in the quality of his show, but the audience wasn't disappointed. Frank, one of those guys who, you know, probably his own worst critic. I enjoyed the show. We got a chance to talk afterwards. Like I said, you can see those pictures on Facebook. Back to 2007 and one of our early conversations with the ailing Frank Caliendo, our JC Celebrity A-List interview of the day.
I love it on your website when there's a quotation from a lady who called up all mad that John Madden kept interrupting
you. Everything I tried to say. Frank was great, but I couldn't get any of the information because John Madden kept interrupting him.
You know, and I do. I mean, Frank starts to talk, and then, you know, that lady, you know, what she should do is understand that Brett Favre would not interrupt.
You know, we gave him one of our 20th anniversary souvenir coffee mugs here.
John, you know, what you do is you take the mug and then you pour something hot in there. There's a picture there with the guys as they are now. And then when you put the hot thing in there, then there's a picture of them when they you know, look a little better. I mean, that's the best way to say it. You could say that they look younger, but I want to say better.
Listen, I can't even get into this box, man. You got to... Let's open up right there,
and you know, and then you go right there, and then boom! I mean, there it is. I mean, what a long, strange trip it's been. I mean, that's what it says on there. And then when you put the hot, you can put soup in there. I've been told, or coffee, or hot tea. Don't put cold tea; nothing will happen there. But the hot tea is what you put in there. I mean, you can get anything hot, coffee right there, then it'll wake you up, and then you'll see the guys. I mean, it's unbelievable. Boom! I'm out of here.
There you go. Yay.
Thank you, Frank.
Good job. Frank Caliendo, my God, you just killed him here this morning. Standing ovation for Frank Caliendo.
We're all up. Wait, by the way, I'm fine now with gay marriages. As long as there's a gay man marrying a gay woman. A gay woman marrying a gay...
Here's a guy still trying to do bits, and they're trying to go to break. What is going on here?
And there he is, a flashback to 2 years ago when Frank was here last time. Or maybe it was last summer. I don't know. I can't keep this all straight.
It's been a while ago, I think.
All we know is Frank is back in town, sold out the Funny Bone for all the shows this weekend, so you're out of luck this time, but I'm sure you'll be back because this has turned into a hot market for you.
Yeah, this is a great place. I mean, I think part of it's Midwestern, part of it's football, you know, those in NFC cities, so it's... That stuff all works for me.
Usually, it all helps. You
know, Chicago, Green Bay, which is all of Wisconsin, Minnesota. I mean, those cities I go to because the pregame stuff hits so hard there. So
now you will be doing the Fox NFL pregame show again this year?
Honestly, I don't even know.
Because we don't know if Joe's going to do it either. Joe's probably listening to you right now.
Right.
We call him 11-7 because we calculated one day that with all the different stuff he's got going on, he probably hauls down about $11.7 million a year. Now, his sister, by the way, tells me, spring training a couple of weeks ago. Oh, no, it's more like 7-Eleven. We're like, oh, well, okay, you know.
Poor
guy, hold a tag. Hold a tag day for him, you know.
I sent him a text on that, and he goes, oh, yeah.
All right, Frank's in town here. Now, tell me about the correspondence dinner, because this is one of those things where...
Well, that was pretty amazing.
A big deal.
Yeah,
Other people have gone to this thing and performed and have caused a major stir or have gotten booed, or people just go, oh, no, yeah, you went too far.
Well, this is the thing before Colbert did it and the impersonator did it with President Bush last year. I did the President Bush impression, and I think that's where they got the idea to do the thing, because they saw Cheney laughing so hard.
I can't imagine that.
Well, yeah, it was ridiculous. I mean, yeah, it was like watching Darth Vader laugh. Because he is kind of Darth Vader. I always wish President Bush would just walk up behind him someday going, dun, dun, dun. Here comes the Cheney. He's on the dark side. You're not my father. You know? But he was laughing so hard in the tux, he looked like the Penguin from Batman. He was like, just cracking. I expected an Apollo umbrella, have the cigarette holder in there. It was like really ridiculous, but surreal. But Cheney was laughing so hard. I swear that's where they got the idea to do this Bush with Bush, because laughing at themselves looks so good. And I have this theory that silly always beats out edgy. Stephen Colbert is a brilliant guy. Now, was it the right place or the wrong place or the wrong time to do what he did last year? I would probably say yes, it's not. I don't, you know, but there were some brilliantly crafted jokes in there, but it's just...
Got to play the room.
Yeah, it's rough to do that to the president sitting right there. My stuff's always silly. And doesn't really, you know. Now they have Rich Little doing it this year, the presidential correspondence dinner. So look for a lot of people to be asleep.
I mean, Rich Little for years was considered the impressionist extraordinaire, and I never really thought Rich Little was any good.
I think he was ahead of his time. He's one of the greatest of all time. I mean, he did people that a lot of people do now, so it's not the same kind of thing. But I always look up to him as a guy who did more than anybody else, especially a long time ago. But most of the people he does are dead. So.
He does a lot of old 40s and 50s movies and stuff. The references are just no good.
Yeah, it is funny when he'll bring up like Harvey Rabbit or something like that and try and be hip with that, or a Truman impression.
What are you doing?
Come on. Vanilla by Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, it really is.
I thought it was very odd in that movie they made, The Late Show, about the fight for The Tonight Show. Right. And they actually had Rich Little play Johnny Carson in the movie itself,
right,
which was freaky. But
I think Carson didn't like that he did that either.
I don't think he did either. Yeah. So, well, of course, Carson being a fan of Dave anyhow, so anything. You do Letterman's show so much. I have not seen you on Leno. Have you been invited to the Jay show?
The time I was invited to do, I didn't want to do stand-up on there, but the time that was invited was my son's 2-year birthday party.
No.
So I didn't go. I just said I can't do it. So and that happens all the time. Family stuff. I just say, yeah. And my agents and managers usually get upset with me, but I'm like,
got to make a choice.
Yeah.
Do you know what Jay thinks of you by any chance?
Yeah, he likes it. Jay's always been pretty cool to me. I mean, he did actually come to think, what are you doing with me? I'm on TV. I was going in with Jay. And he kind of does. He's like, I do that high voice, low voice thing. I do that bobblehead thing. Why are you doing that? And we did a sketch where I on the NFL on Fox, where I'm walking around and I'm like pretending to be Jay Leno, Jay walking around Burbank, and I'm like, hey, this guy looks interesting, and it's actually Jay. And he's like, I'm like, what do you think of this whole Randy Moss mooning incident? And he's like, well, I'm used to watching Rear Ends on Sundays. I watch Fox. Back to you, Terry. So it turned out pretty good.
But you still don't know. It just seems like the last time we talked to you, you weren't sure if you were going to still be on Mad TV, and now you're not sure if you're still going to be on the Fox NFL.
Yeah, that doesn't bode well for the NFL pregame show, does it?
We don't know if Joe's going to do it either.
I ran for Mad TV, yeah.
So. I could be doing it for all anybody knows.
Maybe you will.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about your brother. Your brother basically runs your website, correct?
Yeah, that's what he does. He left a job a couple years ago to do that, and he's been doing a great job. We have frankcaliendo.com, maddenguy.com, if you can't spell Caliendo.
Maddenguy.com. Yeah. We'll get it to you.
Haven't been sued on that one yet.
I enjoy going to your website just to listen to the phone ringtone.
Yeah, we got that. That's the big thing. They're free. It's because we just, a long time ago, we just decided to make them free to have people come to the site. It would be a lot better. So nothing beats having like Al Pacino on your cell phone going, you got a phone call. You got a phone call. Answer it. President Bush ringer. Ring, 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 ring. Hey, your phone's ringing. I'm trapped inside your phone, man. It must have been shrinkificated. Then there's like the Rod Roddy ringer, the guy used to be the Price is Right.
Sure.
You know, you just got a brand new phone call. And it can't be yours if the number was right. You know, all those kinds of things.
Now, Dave Murray said, have him do Donald Trump. I don't remember seeing you do Trump.
Of course. Yeah, especially. The Donald is always a fun one to do, especially we did our last sketch, NFL on Fox, last year, which could be my last one ever.
There's a guy who's really milking it.
We did John Madden talking about, we're at the top of the Sears Tower, and hey, I can see Brett Favre's house from here. And I throw it to Rosie and Trump for some stupid reason. And then my favorite line of the whole sketch was, Jeff Cesario actually wrote this line.
Very funny guy. We love Jeff.
Jeff's line was, to Rosie O'Donnell, I go, hey, Rosie, guess what? I loved you and Uncle Buck.
Oh, my God.
And then I come back to myself as mad, and I'm like, hey, yeah, man, I don't know why I went to those guys, but hey, Trump, nice eyebrows. Anyway.
How much of it of your act is physical? Because when you just did Donald Trump, I mean, a lot of it is the face, with the lip sticking out.
I'm trying
to
figure out what that look is.
You kind of look like a duck a little bit, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the best way, because the only thing I could think of is not I don't want to say it on the air because it's just a potty joke, but it's just like,
we like,
because that's what he looks like, you know? He looks like he's just right. He got a stomach ache. Yeah.
Somebody punched me in the stomach because something hurts in the middle.
And the president, too. I mean, you've got the little squinty eye look that he does. You know, right.
And the he-he smile.
Right. You know,
I laugh like a Muppet. Who cares?
Yeah, Do you sit in front of the mirror and watch yourself and try and get the look along with it?
I used to when I was younger. Now I just kind of guess. But I can kind of see it in front of me. That's why I can't watch myself on TV. Like when I see it in front of me, I think I'm a lot better than I am. And then I watch myself on TV and I'm like, I still look like me doing it.
Yeah. So many of the things that you do in your act are sports related, and that goes to the idea that you wanted to do that.
Well, it isn't that much. You'll see when you're coming
tomorrow night.
It's a weird thing. There's actually very little that's sports, but that's what everybody thinks.
But it started out with you actually wanting to be a sportscaster.
Yeah. Now there's only but people think that my act is all about sports, and it's really just the John Madden thing and a little bit of Jim Rome, of course, maybe a little bit of me. Ridiculous. But pausing for no reason. But it's really about 10 minutes of sports, if that. And it's really just 10 to 15, and it's John Madden not even really talking about sports. You don't have to know anything about sports to get the John Madden stuff. I mean, because there's always people like, I don't even know who that Steve Madden is.
That's the guy who makes the shoes. And boom, yes, I prefer an open toe.
What
are these guys talking about? I don't know. Getting crazy in here.
By the way, Adam Sandler has a new movie opening this week, and he's into the dramatic stuff now. He's not doing
serious. A guy who has some difficult times, and
I don't get to you.
I ain't gonna watch an Adam Sandler movie where I don't get to scream.
I want to reenact other famous movies, serious movies with Adam Sandler. That'll probably be a sketch I'll do in the TBS show.
Good.
Great.
Can you make you an offer you cannot refuse?
Wow.
So you do the shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, then you're back at home in time for 60 Minutes and Andy Rooney.
Yeah. Did you ever wonder if that was a perfect segue? It really was. When I'm thinking about segues, that was one of the best ones I've ever heard. Did you ever wonder if a flock of birds could nest in my eye?
Now, you moved from the Midwest out to California, then you moved from California to Phoenix, but you had Arnold Schwarzenegger as your governor there for a while you did live there.
That's all I can really do is Schwarzenegger. I can't even really talk. He's got that weird cadence now. What you're doing with the thing that you're talking about over there. I don't understand it. You know, he's always got to throw things in, you know, when he's like, California. I'll be back. And everyone's like, Arnold, that's cheesy. What is your problem?
All right, so Frank Caliendo unfortunately sold out tonight and sold out tomorrow night.
I got to tell you, I sold out a long time ago. Yeah. These are just the shows.
So here's the deal. Here's the scenario. I show up tomorrow night for my complimentary tickets, and I am not pleased with the positioning of the seats that I've given. I'm not happy with my seats. And the manager of the club, Al Pacino, comes over and deals with the issue.
Why are you being such a jackass? Got the only free tickets here. I don't understand who you think you are, what you think you're doing. This is customer service without the service.
All right, Frank Caliendo. Great to see
I'm
you.
I'm not done yet.
You're a trooper coming in. You flew all night. You're not feeling that great. Your kids gave you a little something. The shows are sold out, and you showed up anyhow, and we love you for that.
And you make me feel like a lot better person than I am.
I'm driving home from the show last night, you know, in the car by myself, and all of a sudden, I think I can do John Madden. Hey, here's a guy. And, of course, it doesn't sound anything like him. Frank Caliendo, great guy. If you get a chance to see him, please do it. And that puts a lid on the 9th of June, 2021 edition of the J.C. Corcoran Podcast here at jconetheline.com. Follow me on Facebook, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. You can email me at jc@jconetheline.com. And thanks for spreading the word to all your friends and family, coworkers, and stuff like that we are here every morning. Enjoy the rest of your day. Back tomorrow, same time, same internet location, jconetheline.com. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.